I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. West Virginia bear hunters getting ready for another season, and it looks like mast conditions will make a huge difference on the rate of success. We'll talk a little more about it right after this.
Whelan Sportsman has really played a major role in reintroducing me to the great outdoors.
Even though I'm wheelchair bound, it doesn't mean I can't hunt or fish.
Whelan Sportsman has shown me that even though I do have a disability, I do not have to give up the things I love.
You know, Whelan Sportsman NWTF has shown me that I can do things outdoors I've always dreamed of doing. It's really good to know that there's people out there that really do care.
West Virginia's bear hunters are finding things a bit more difficult this year than last. Chris Ryan heads up DNR's bear management programs and tells us it's not from a lack of bears, but rather the arrangement of this year's food.
Our bear season forecast is going to be pretty much spotty across the areas. While we have a tremendous bear population in the state, as we've shown through previous research, that's greatly affected by the mast conditions. So, you know, it's wise for a bear hunter to basically get out there and do a lot of scouting this year. We've just had our special seasons in the southern part of the state, Kanawha Boone, Fayette, and Raleigh last week, and a lot of the hunters were very surprised to go out, and where they had found a lot of bears a month, 2 months ago, they weren't finding quite as many, and that's because there weren't as much hard mast conditions there. There weren't the oak and the hickory, you know, the acorns and the hickory nuts up on top of those hills, so the bears had moved out of those areas.
Now, the DNR is pretty conservative when it comes to its approach to bear hunting. The seasons are designed so as to protect pregnant females and ensure the majority of them have already gone to den before the bulk of the hunting begins. Ryan tells us that approach has done wonders to expand bear populations all across the state, and bears are now starting to show up in places they haven't been seen in years.
We have reproduction in every one of our counties documented, and of course we get bear calls from even our westernmost counties now. We've actually had bow harvest this year in Jackson County and Calhoun County. It's probably going to be one of the first years we've had, you know, numerous bears harvested in District 6.
Turns out that southern West Virginia is a black bear paradise. The region around Kanawha, Boone, Raleigh, and Fayette County, literally the most prolific bear incubation zone in the world.
There are very few places in the world that turn out as many bears with the size and with the reproductive potential as the bears in southern West Virginia. We have two main study areas in West Virginia where we gather the majority of our demographic data. The northern one's in Randolph-Tucker, and the southern one's in Kanawha, Boone, Fayette, and Raleigh. And our data shows that most of those sows start reproducing cubs, having cubs, when they're 3 years old in the southern part of the state, where most of the time they're four in the mountains. And the southern part of the state, they'll have 2.8 cubs, where the mountains, they'll have only 2.3. You know, why 0.5 doesn't make a, you know, doesn't sound like a lot when you're talking 1,000 bears, and of course they reproduce every other year, you know, that's an extra 250 bears for 1,000 bears.
Check out the DNR's website, wvdnr.gov, to learn more about the various bear seasons and regulations around the state. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.